Well, this episode of New York's Asset Protection Roundtable is all about being one step ahead when possible. We're going to tackle some of the what-ifs of estate planning and focus on future-proofing your legacy. We'll explore strategies to anticipate and address unforeseen events, from future grandchildren to beneficiary contingencies and much more. That's all coming up next.
This is New York's Asset Protection Roundtable with Ted Alatsis of Alatsis Law Firm. Our mission at Alatsis Law Firm is to assist you with the three pillars of protection: preserving your assets, providing you help, and protecting your future.
Welcome in to New York's Asset Protection Roundtable, a three pillars of protection program. I'm Ben George alongside Ted Alatsis, attorney and counselor law at the Alatsis Law Firm in Brooklyn, New York. Ted, what's going on today?
Oh, not much. Just plugging through.
Yeah, as always, you're always staying pretty busy. Any opportunity to enjoy the holiday season? And I know New York's beautiful this time of year.
Yes, it is. And, you know, the weather has been cooperative, so it's been pretty good. We haven't had any snow, which, yeah, I think we haven't had snow in 2 years here in New York.
That's crazy.
But yeah, it's always New York in the during the holiday season is always a lot of fun.
It is. It's beautiful. If you haven't had a chance, I know most people you work with get to enjoy that. But I know for outsiders, it's a great place to visit if you're listening from outside of the New York area. But we're glad that you're here today. We got a good show for you. Talking about future-proofing your estate plan for the what-ifs. And as we go through this today, you have questions, you can always log on to alatsislawfirm.com or call Ted at 718-233-2903. You'll find the button right there on the front to schedule a consultation. You can also download free guides, but a lot of resources and tools there for you just to answer some questions. But if you really want to dig into your situation, again, you can always sit down with Ted by logging on to alatsislawfirm.com. So, you know, I think, Ted, for this conversation, you know, many people consider estate planning the art of setting out your wishes. You want to try to predict all of the what-ifs that may or may not happen in the future. But obviously, there's going to be some that you aren't sure about, right? We don't have a crystal ball. We can't predict everything that's going to happen. So there are some potential what-if scenarios that I know you try to cover, right? You kind of build that into the process.
Yeah, absolutely. There are lots of scenarios that people can encounter that they don't necessarily anticipate when they're doing their estate planning. And so we try to anticipate them for them and try to help them along so that they don't necessarily have to keep changing their estate plan when, you know, little thing happens or something new happens. And or if they just don't get a chance to do it, so right, that they're covered.
Well, we're going to run through some of these today. And I know that a lot of people are really pushed to begin their estate planning process when they have kids. That's when they really realize, okay, now something's at stake and I want to make sure I'm taking care of my family. But for those that are a little more proactive with their estate planning and sit down with you and get ahead of it before they have children, but think that that might be a possibility for the future, how do you address that and how do you build that into the estate plan?
So a lot of times it has to do with the language that we build into the documents, right? So if you know, we've got a young couple and they're, you know, thinking about starting a family, but they haven't started a family yet, then, you know, we could put language in their estate planning documents that say, in the event that I have children and however many that may be, then I want you know, my estate to go to them equal and equal shares, so that it would cover that contingency. So this way, if they have 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, 5 children, it covers that scenario if that happens.
Do you also go as far as set up the guardians as well to ensure that is taken care of, or is that necessary?
Yeah, I mean, we try to do that if we can, but you know, a lot of times that's kind of hard to fathom when you don't have children certainly in place, because, you know, a lot of times the selection of a guardian depends on, you know, observing those interactions between the guardians and those children, you know, before you've selected them. So sometimes that's a little bit harder. But certainly, at least with regards to beneficiary designations, it's certainly an easier question.
Okay. From children, let's go to grandchildren. And this is maybe more common scenario, right? If you know your children might have grandchildren, or you hope, maybe it's more likely you hope that they have grandchildren at some point. How do you build it in to kind of include them should that ever come to fruition?
So a lot of it depends on, you know, what it is that you want your grandchildren to receive and when. So depending on what that scenario is, that's going to determine the type of language we use. But it's very similar to the type of language we use with children in the event that, you know, if they're contingent beneficiaries, by that I mean they get only when, you know, their children have passed, then, you know, something can, you know, be built into whatever estate plan we're drawing up to provide, you know, for the grandchildren or the heirs of the of the or the descendants of the children of the person who's making the estate plan. So there are lots of ways to do that, but again, it has a lot to do with being specifically vague, mm-hmm. for lack of a better way to describe it. But yeah, to be being providing for a general type of distribution.
Okay. Again, as we go through this, you can always get in touch with Ted or follow up with any questions. If you want any further clarification or just go through your own situation, 718-233-2903. Now, we all working with an estate plan are going to put a guardian in place, trustee, executor, whatever that decision maker is. But there are all, the possibility that something could happen to them. They could die. They could become incapacitated at some event or could become available. So how do you actually work that into an estate plan to where the person that you're relying on to kind of trust to make decisions should something happen to you, what if something happens to them?
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the sure ways of doing that is providing for alternates, right? Alternate successors, that sort of thing. So, whenever it's a guardian or a trustee or an executor, we always recommend to our clients that they have at least one or two people who would serve in a backup role in that capacity. So if God forbid something should happen to the person that they designate primarily, that there is at least someone already nominated or appointed who could fill those shoes. And so, we tend to recommend that a minimum that there be, at least one successor, sometimes multiple successors, depending on the role.
Do you suggest someone have the conversation with each one of those successors too, or is it just the primary person? Make sure you talk to them first and then maybe address the other ones should the time come, or do you have that conversation with everybody?
I think it's always good to discuss that with whoever you want to appoint in that particular position. So I certainly recommend having that conversation, even with the successors.
Okay. What about the death of a beneficiary? So you build into these beneficiaries into your plan. You want to make sure you pass it on stuff to the people that you care about. But what happens if one of your beneficiaries dies?
So we generally recommend that there are provisions in a person's estate plan that provide for that possibility and some sort of arrangement, right? So a lot of times what you'll see is a very general statement. I leave everything to my children to share equally in the event that any of my children should predecease me, then their share should go to their surviving children, so on and so forth, right? Something to that effect. So there's always some sort of language that we recommend that provides for that possibility in the event that that it occurs. And so, it's really about determining a hierarchy of where you want things to go in those particular scenarios.
Okay. Well, the death is obviously more the most extreme situation here, but there are other issues that could arise with your beneficiary, right? That could really cause issues with an inheritance. I know we've discussed some of those on here, right? Divorce, bankruptcy. There's a number of things where that someone else might be coming for your assets rather than the beneficiary. So how can you effectively plan just for the event that, hey, if something does happen or your beneficiaries have some kind of issues that they're dealing with, that you can still protect what you built?
So, building a good estate plan provides for those types of things. And so we would have some sort of language in there that would protect a disabled beneficiary so that they don't lose any potential benefits. Or we would have language in the estate plan that provides for someone who needs protection from creditors or something of that nature. So whether it's creating a supplemental needs trust for someone who's disabled, or whether it's creating an asset protection trust for someone who may have that particular issue of having creditors out there who may take their inheritance away, that sort of thing. I mean, those are contingencies that we can build in to a good estate plan if we put some thought into it, for sure.
Well, that's the bottom line here, right, is putting some thought into this and getting your planning done ahead of time and at the very beginning of this process. So with these what-if scenarios, Ted, do you go through all these up front, or is this more kind of like second level or second or third meeting discussions when you're sitting down with someone?
So we generally have these conversations with everyone who comes in on to retain us to do an estate plan. So we have these conversations with them in advance, so that they know what's out there and what the possibilities are that may arise. And so this way they can make an educated decision as to, what the best way to plan their estate is. So we always have these conversations with our clients when they come in to discuss their estate plan.
All right. If you want to do that, again, log on alatsislawfirm.com. You'll find the button to schedule a consultation right there on the front. You can also learn more about Ted and also download one of their many free guides. They got the guides, they have podcasts, videos, a lot of different content on there to answer your questions. But if you want to sit down and speak specifically about your situation or begin your planning process, you can call 718-233-2903. Ted, this will kind of wrap us up, or this beginning of the year, I guess, when this one comes out. But anything planned for the new year? Anything you guys are excited about at Elastis Law Firm as you head into 2024?
You know, we're just going to keep on doing what we're doing and, you know, hopefully, you know, build upon, you know, the years of success that we've had and hope to be able to continue to serve our clients well and you know, be out there for people to, you know, look at us as a source for guidance when it comes to planning their estate.
Very good. We wish you the best here in the new year, and I hope you're able to enjoy a little bit of downtime during the holidays and not stay too busy. But we appreciate your time today, and we'll do it again soon.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.